last word
with Life Pharmacy. Over 100 local pharmacies nationwide that are always here to help. Life Pharmacy. Live better together.
Now, charities have been warning about pet safety in this hot weather spell, not leaving your dog in cars, and also being careful about the time of day that you walk your dog and furry friend. For more tips on how to look after your pets in this heat, I'm joined by Dr. Laura Mock, who's Head of Veterinary Services at the Irish Blue Cross. Laura, it is very nice for us at the moment, kind of, you know, 26, 27 degrees on the weekend just gone by. But for some pets, this is a pretty tricky time, isn't it?
Absolutely. Hi, Will. Thanks for having us on today. Yeah, it's gorgeous for us as humans. Most of us are coping well with it, although we need to be careful ourselves. But yeah, there's a lot of maybe unknown risks that our pets are subject to with the hot weather that we'd love to let people know about and give them the best chance of keeping them as safe as possible.
So as an owner of a French bulldog, I'm very familiar with the small nose being a problem when it comes to my dog trying to take air in at different times. At the weekend just gone by, despite my best efforts to keep him in the shade, which included me bringing his favourite cushion out into the garden and into the shade, he was determined to move back across and sit in the sunshine until I eventually had to move him with a protest to get out of the heat. But realistically, he was finding it much tougher than I was out in the sun on Sunday.
That's it. There's quite a few dogs that maybe with certain conditions or maybe breeds like your little French bulldog with the very flat face and the airway difficulties that are going to suffer more in the heat and really struggle with it. And the thing is, they don't know. They think it's lovely, just as we do. But if they're left in the sun doing the things that they want to do, maybe even we're taking them out exercising them, taking them out for walks, that puts their body under so much more stress. That can lead to something called heat stroke. Heat stroke's really serious. Initially starts with some panting, trying to get rid of the extra heat, but can lead to organ damage, seizures, and indeed death at times. It's really important that we're the adult in the situation, I guess, and it's up to us to remove them from the heat completely. You can try and mitigate it a bit by putting some water on them, trying to cool them down that way, making sure they've got access to ice water to drink to keep them cool. But yeah, the biggest thing is really getting them into the shade or inside into the cool part, though.
Yeah, well, their best efforts will be to not stand in them, was what I had learned from the weekend just gone by. The other thing as well, for a lot of the breeds that we're talking about here, we can kind of lather on the factor 50 when we're out in the direct sunlight, but some dogs have got very kind of short hair, and that can also make them susceptible to the sun as well, can't it?
It can do. It is sunburn and subsequently sun skin cancer later on in their lives due to it. Are definitely things we see in dogs as well. Maybe not to the same extent that we see in people, but certainly it certainly is there. Dogs with thinner hair cover, maybe patches of hair loss from other disease, can all suffer with sunburn. Now, you can put sunscreen on that. And if you were going to do that, what do you use? Pet safe sunscreen. But really the advice is the same, very much keeping them in and out of the way. Are out of the sun itself. Our cats are actually a bigger worry again when it comes to sunburn. Lots of cats have white ears and that skin is quite pale there and subject to sunburn. And actually we see quite a lot of skin cancer on the tips of cats' ears, often resulting in us having to do quite drastic surgery to remove that ear flap if skin cancer does take hold. So again, prevention is definitely better than the cure, isn't it?
No, for sure. I think particularly when it comes to dogs, obviously people want to get their dog out and active and bring them for a walk. And I'm sure the dog has routine and probably uses that time to go to the toilet if they're well-trained and so on as well. I guess you got to just be sensible, maybe not to go out in the midday heat if you're bringing them for a walk, bring them out early or late.
That's it. So we would say try and avoid the midday sun completely. So very early in the morning, very late at night. If you are taking them out for a walk, short toilet breaks are fine. Obviously, in and out for that is okay. But the main message, I suppose, we want to get across is that wild dogs will be in a routine, and we are. It's drilled into us, you know, a dog needs a walk, and by all means they do long term. They're actually not going to suffer for missing that walk with a few days of the the good weather that we get here, you're much better actually just to keep them in completely. Now, you don't want them to miss out on the stimulation that they would be getting from a walk. So maybe it's the opportunity to do a bit of training with them at home, or making sure you've got like pet puzzles or other ways that we can keep their brains active during that time. But missing a walk, missing that bit of exercise for a few days is definitely the lesser of all evils when it comes to the dangers of the sun.
Also, I guess something to watch out for too is that when the dogs are walking around on this very kind of hot pavement, as you could have at the moment too, they're not wearing shoes like us at the moment, or sandals to protect themselves from it. So like realistically, some surfaces like bricks and pavements can get reasonably warm at this stage.
Absolutely, and the tarmac as well. You know yourself, when you go to the beach and the sand is red while hot, you know, yeah, you can't stand on it. The best rule of thumb is if it's too hot for the palm of your hand, it's too hot for their feet. So you can always test the ground yourself just by touching it, see how that feels. But again, the safest thing is just not to have them out at those really hot times, because there's this plethora of risks that we just don't think about, do we, when we're people enjoying a nice walk in the sun.
Oh, for sure. I mentioned at the outset about dogs in cars, and I think, to be fair to listeners, most would be very sensible to think now is not the time to have the dog in a car, particularly if you're popping into the shopping or whatever else. Like, it just is way too hot to have them inside behind windows at the moment. Like, that's deadly dangerous, isn't it?
The studies on how quickly the temperature rises in cars in direct sunlight are scary. You know, it can rise tens of degrees in just minutes. So it's best avoid it, even if you feel like it's only for a short bit of time. That's all it takes. So not leaving dogs or children in cars as well this time of year is extremely important. And I think we get lulled into a false sense of security by maybe leaving the window cracked or that kind of thing, but it actually doesn't make a meaningful difference at all. That temperature is going to rise. The dogs are going to get stressed from that change in temperature, and that actually makes them decompensate even quicker again.
Laura, we mentioned dogs obviously quite a bit. What advice would you have for cat owners? I know you've mentioned already direct sunlight can be tricky, maybe depending on their hair as well. What would your advice be around cats?
Yeah, we don't want to forget about our cats as well. Okay, we're not out walking them, but they are still just as susceptible to the heat. So trying to keep them in if you can, being really aware that windows to houses, our own houses, greenhouses, sheds, things like that are much more likely to be open in the good weather, so making sure that we're checking all those areas before we close those windows too. A cat trapped in a greenhouse is a similar effect to what we described in the car earlier as well. So being really mindful of that and just keeping an extra eye out, you know, are they beside you, do you know where they are, so we can spot them if they do go missing much earlier.
Dr. Laura Mock, of the Head of Veterinary Services at the Irish Blue Cross, many thanks for joining us.
The Last Word with Life Pharmacy. Over 100 local pharmacies nationwide that are always here to help. Life Pharmacy. Live better together.